This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials said Saturday in an online meeting of Pacific Rim economies that improved access to coronavirus vaccines and other tools are needed to fight the pandemic and speed up recovery. New Zealand's Trade and Export Minister Damien O'Connor hosted the meeting and said the unprecedented crisis brought on by COVID-19 requires a coordinated, cooperative response. The 21-member APEC gathers economies all along the Pacific Rim, from tiny Brunei to the United States to Chile and New Zealand. O'Connor said the focus Saturday was on the most pressing problem the region faces, getting people vaccinated as quickly as possible, asking his counterparts how they could speed up trade in vaccines and other needed goods. APEC has long focused on dismantling trade barriers, and many of its members are struggling to obtain and deploy enough COVID-19 shots to contain coronavirus flare-ups. This week, U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will swiftly donate an initial allotment of 25 million doses overseas through the United Nations-backed COVAX program, promising infusions for Asia, South and Central America, Africa, and others. At least 20 people were killed by Myanmar security forces on Saturday after villagers armed with catapults and crossbows fought back against troops with guns who were searching for weapons, according to local media and residents. It's the highest civilian death toll in nearly 2 months. Around 850 people have been killed by the army and police since the February 1st coup, according to an activist group, a figure the junta disputes. The army has struggled to impose control since it overthrew elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Telecoms operators in Nigeria restricted Twitter Saturday, a day after the government announced its indefinite suspension, accusing the social media giant of, quote, undermining its corporate existence. International human rights groups have condemned the move. The suspension in Africa's most populous country begins 2 days after the company deleted a tweet from President Muhammadu Buhari's account for violating its rules when referring to the country's civil war in a warning about recent unrest. The 78-year-old president and former general warned, quote, those misbehaving in recent violence in the southeast, where officials blame separatists for attacks on police and election offices. He tweeted, quote, those of us in the field for 30 months who went through the war will treat them in any in the language they understand. A London-based internet monitor said Saturday it could see Nigerian network data to Twitter was blocked. Some of India's states are easing lockdown restrictions as coronavirus infections subside, with the world's second most populous nation on Saturday logging its lowest daily case count in nearly 2 months. The National Capital Territory of Delhi, the seat of India's federal government, is among those relaxing restrictions and will allow shops to open on alternate days. Shops with even numbers will open on one day, while those with odd numbers will open the next day. Private offices will also now be allowed to operate at 50% of normal staffing levels. Hong Kong activist Chow Hang Tung was released on bail on Saturday, a day after she was detained on suspicion of promoting an unauthorized assembly to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown on pro-democracy activists in Beijing. Police arrested her on early Friday morning. She rejects the allegations. The ban on the vigil and at least six arrests come amid growing concern in the pro-democracy movement and internationally about the suppression of the semi-autonomous city's traditional freedoms following a national security law imposed by Beijing last year. Friday saw authorities seal off Victoria Park, site of the world's largest Tiananmen vigils for more than three decades. Pope Francis met with both Vatican-based Canadian cardinals on Saturday as their country reels from the discovery of the remains of 215 children at a former school for Indigenous students run by the Catholic Church. Many Canadians have called on the Pope to make a formal apology for the Catholic Church's role in the residential schools, which operated between 1831 and 1996 and were run by a number of Christian denominations on behalf of the government. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.